I'm going to catch up with Rob Beale, managing partner of Morris Owen. Rob, can't believe it's time round already for us to catch up. It seems like 5 minutes ago we spoke about the budget.
I know, it's been a very quick year this year, hasn't it?
It has. Let's start there then with the budget. We talked about the key aspects, national insurance, inheritance tax. Since then, there's been a little bit of consternation. There's been farmers demonstrating about the land tax. There's been quite a lot of conjecture in the media about old age pensioners being forced into poverty because of the withdrawal of the funding for winter fuel. What's your pickup now on the budget? Now it's kind of nearly a month in.
I guess it's, when I talk to people, I'm hearing two things. One is the concern about the impact on wages, and that's certainly for businesses and paying wages and the cost of salaries, etc. Part of that is the increase in national insurance, which is a big increase for businesses. But secondly, is the increase in the national minimum wage, living wage side of it, because it's causing a massive pay rise at the bottom, which some would argue people need to have. But the problem is that then knocks on to the next layer up and the next layer up for people saying, I want a differential. And therefore, businesses are looking at this and saying, well, you increasing the national minimum wage actually has given us a problem across a whole spectrum of people. So I think that's one of the concerns I'm getting. The other thing I'm getting is, this was a budget for growth. Well, let's hope it achieves that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's not guaranteeing, is it? Is it for sure? Inflation's just gone up a little bit based on fuel, isn't it? I believe that was the key driver of that, which means the interest rates, which were cut from 5 to 5.75, are likely to slow, is what I'm reading. So it's not, the things that stimulate growth, reduced interest rates, are probably not on the agenda again at the moment.
Well, I think if you look at the forecasts as a result of the budget, just those measures in the budget were forecast to increase inflation probably by 0.25% over the sort of the next few years. It's going to be higher than it was anticipated. And also the expectation is interest rates are now going to be 0.25 at least higher than was originally forecast. Yeah. So the budget has got some downsides to it. But if it can create conditions to allow for growth, then obviously that's the positive. The problem is we don't just live in the UK, we live in a global world, and therefore you've got external factors impacting on that as well.
Absolutely. I mean, I think we spoke before, didn't we, that a lot of people were waiting for the budget. People were holding off perhaps on investment. Property market had slowed. Now, since the budget has been announced, I've not anecdotally heard of anything sort of really taking off. It does seem that people think now we're waiting for Christmas, now we're waiting for the new year. Are you picking that up as well?
Yeah, I think because the budget, for example, put capital gains tax up overnight, people are sat there saying, well, got Christmas coming, and people are sort of digesting the impact of the budget. So they're looking at what the impact of wage inflation is going to mean. They're considering capital gains tax changes because capital gains tax changed overnight with the budget, and they're considering about IHT. So I think people are just sat there thinking, okay, I just need to work out what 25 is going to look like and therefore what I'm going to do from that perspective.
Yeah, indeed. Well, that leads me to ask you the question, what do you think 2025 might look like, Rob?
I guess we've got some very big unknowns in terms of what's happening in the US with the change of direction of the government over there, not just in terms of their own taxation policies, but also if they're going to bring tariffs in and protectionism into the US, the impact of that on the UK. Also, what the US's change of stance, for example, on Ukraine is potentially going to be. I think all of those global factors could make 25 a very interesting year.
And as we've said before, we don't really like interesting anymore. We want boring, don't we?
Absolutely. Well, I'm an accountant. Of course I want boring.
Rob Beale, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks.